correcting at a middle guard position. Timeout called once again by the officials. This time, they're trying to line up that football, make sure they've got it right. John Mond still in there, quarterback for Preston, Idaho. Preston High School last week started the junior, Kim Foster, a quarterback. The senior, Mond, is starting this week. Mond barking out the signals, hands it to Windward. Windward stopped almost at the line of scrimmage, maybe a half-yard gain. Brought down in there by Mike Roundy, along with Greg Marble. Roundy and Marble. Windward with 24 yards by way of the ground, and he's had plenty of carries. How many carries is that, Jim?
7 carries so far.
Windward, the workhorse thus far. We've been told about Doug Porter, and Porter has not seen much action except on kickoff returns. Two men to the right on pass receivers. Bad snap from center, and Mond falls on the football. And falling on Mond is Jeff Lish. Mond got the football, and Lish got Mond, and no gain on the play, actually a loss of about a half yard.
And now Bear River will go into their pass defense and into their returning order now. We've got Gibbs back there being ready to return the ball along with, it looks like, Jeff Frong.
Kicking will be Dan Wright. A fourth down play coming up. Gibbs back. The kick is coming end over end down to Gibbs. Gibbs is chased back to his 10-yard line, takes a big turn, now heads up the middle, turns left. Now he finds a hole up to the 15, down to the 20-yard line, where he's finally wrestled down in there by, we'll have to check the number there, Windward. Kyle Windward on the tackle, along with Bob Dwayne. Dwayne also in there, but Windward making the initial tackle. And Jeff, it looks like it's going to be an hour for those last 3 inches for the sun to go down behind the mountain.
One of the things about Preston High School, it may tell on them a bit later, although Bear River has the same problem, every player on their offense except two plays on the defensive team, and after three quarters or so of hard playing football, it can wind you just a little bit.
First down and 10 for Bear River, and it looks like there is a 15-yard penalty on a play, and that's going to put it at the 40-yard line. Let's see if that referee, personal foul against Preston. Excuse me while I look away. I have spots on my eyes after looking at that sun. Personal foul, first down and 10, and that's going to give Bear River a 15-yard head start right off the bat. Put them just short of the 40-yard line. First down and 10 from the 39-yard line. And a quarterback is Cutler. In the backfield, Wheatley along with Gibbs. On the right side is Weiss in that slot back position. Hand off to Gibbs, and Gibbs gets only about a yard and a half on the play. Brought down in there by Boyack. Boyack on the tackle. Also in the middle in there is Blair Knapp. 38 yards picked up thus far by Gibbs. 38 yards and a touchdown. Not too bad. Gibbs been a workhorse. He's broken a couple of big gains thus far. And Bear River, looks like they're going to have a good running game, especially with Gibbs, and Wheatley can also run that football. Cutler. Back to pass, looks right, fades way back, now passes long, intended out here for number 86, Jeff Frank, and Frank is down at the Preston 12-yard line. Long pass by Brad Cutler, and Frank has got it. First down and 10, deep in territory of Preston High School, just inside the 20. They're not going to give him that 12. They say his knee touched at about the 18-yard line. First down and 10 at about the 18-yard line for Bear River High School. Long pass by Cutler, beautiful pass from the 41-yard line to the 18-yard line. Figure it out. 41-yard pass play for Brad Cutler to Jeff Frank. Beautiful play. Just under 9 minutes left in the first half of action. Brad Cutler, the quarterback, hands it off to Wheatley. Wheatley breaks one tackle and then is re-tackled by that man, number 87, Wayne Fellows. Fellows on the tackle, picks up a couple of yards on the play. Wheatley moves it within 8 yards of that first down territory. At about the 16-yard line, second down and 8 from the 16-yard line, and Bear River with that big pass play, threatening once again, and Cutler much more calm, much more accurate than he was last year. Brad Gibbs in that backfield, along with Wheatley, as they split the backs. To the right goes Frank and Weiss. Pitch out to Wheatley. Wheatley trying to turn the corner. He does turn the corner, but then stripped up in there by number 25, Scott Griffith. He'll be close to first down territory, though. He'll be about a yard and a half short, maybe 2 yards. We're looking from an extreme angle. A long 2 yards for that first down. Third down and two with 7:55 left in the first half of action. Bear River versus Preston, and Bear River already has a 7-0 lead. And they would like nothing better than to add one more Idaho pelt to their waistband as they took care of Burley last week. Hand off to Gibbs. Gibbs runs right smack into Boyack and goes nowhere. Joining on that tackle is number 47, Doug Porter, it looked like in there. But Boyack made the initial contact, and he made contact with a capital K as Gibbs went nowhere. Fourth down and a long two. Actually, they probably lost almost a half yard on that play, so it's going to be even a longer two. 7:10 left in that first half of action. Out comes Rick Jones at that tight end position. We'll have to see who's in replacing him. To the left comes Jeff Franck, along with Mark Weiss, and delay of game penalty coming up. As Bear River took too much time in conversation and not enough in action. A 5-yard penalty, and that's going to make it fourth down and 7 yards coming up for Bear River. What do you do now? You have a pretty good kicker in Brad Cutler. Do you let him kick, or do you just try to keep them deep in that territory? Jeff, looks like they're going to go for it.
I think they will, Larry. You know, this is just one of the preseason mistakes that happens when you're young in a season. Too much time not getting your offense set up. You won't see that happen in the league games quite as much because they have the ability to get it off quicker.
To the left is Franck and Weiss. Cutler trying to throw out here to Wheatley, who came out of the backfield and underthrew Wheatley. Wheatley tried to come back at it, but he got his feet tangled and couldn't get back for that short pass. Fourth down failed for Bear River, and taking over on downs is Preston, Idaho. Preston will take over first down and 10 from their own 16-yard line. And Jeff, that was a tough break for Bear River, but they just couldn't convert it.
That's true, Larry, and he was wide open in the flat there. It looked like he was being rushed a little bit. He was Cutler was backstepping a little bit and just couldn't get it to the man.
John Mon, the quarterback for Preston, Idaho. He hands it off to Winward. Winward breaks free. Finally, cross-tackled by Jeff Lish, who came out of nowhere. A correction, Franck, Jeff Franck, who came from nowhere to save that one. Then once again, Franck, sterling defensive ball player that he is, saves the first down. As Winward picked up 8 yards on the play, second down and two coming up from just short of that 25-yard line, about 23 and a half yards away from their own goal line. 23 and a half yard line, if there is such a thing. Dog on the field, really. Would I lie? Hand off to Gunderson. He picks up the first down play. Brought down in there by number 68, David Misrassi, along with 77, Greg Marble. Misrassi and Marble on the play. 6 minutes, 1 second left in the first half of action, and Bear River with a not really comfortable 7-0 lead over Preston. John Mon leads his troops out of that huddle in the backfield. Winward along with Gunderson. To the right comes Mike Bell along with Scott Griffith. Handoff to Winward. He goes to the left. He is not going anywhere as he loses 2 yards on the play. Jeff Lish in there in a hurry along with David Misrassi, but Lish making the initial contact, and once again Jeff Lish at that middle guard position penetrating that offensive line of Preston.
And as Jeff Lish goes in to make that tackle, that sun starts to settle behind that mountain, and we're going to be able to see just a little bit easier and bring the action to you a little more effectively, we hope.
As long as they stay away from what's left of that sun, right? 5:42 left in the first half of action. Bear River leading Preston 7-0. First quarter of action. Bear River trying to rack up win number two. They aren't quite halfway through this ball game yet. John Mon fakes the handoff to Winward and then hands it to Winward. And Winward picks up first down territory. Correction. I was looking at the wrong arrow there as he gets past the original line of scrimmage. Picks up about 5 yards on the play. Third down and 7 for a minute out there after being so elated about the sun going down. I lost track of where the arrows are, or where the markers are. Mon, the quarterback, three men in that backfield. In motion is Scott Griffith coming to the near side. Handoff up the middle to number 47, Doug Porter, and Porter gets good yardage. He'll be close to first down territory. Brought down in there by Jeff Franck, along with number 47 in there, Blair Anderson. Close to first down territory. Timeout called by the officials, and we'll have to see how it goes. And yes, they do say it's first down. They picked it up at about a half yard to spare. 4:35 left in the first half of action. 7-0 Bear River, and Preston has been able to run against this Bear River ball club.
That's your fourth first down, Larry, all by running, and they've shown that they have a good offensive backfield. The Windward showed a lot of spark. Porter just came in to pick up a quick 8 yards, and of course, Mon himself is very dangerous. He can pass very well, and also he can run the option if he has to. He did that in the first quarter.
Good pep band this year. They're having a lot of fun. Excellent pep band. As you can probably hear in the background, timeout called by the officials as they're looking over the action. 7-0 Bear River with this timeout. Let's hear from one more of our sponsors for the Bear River Sports Club.
Four Seasons Supply is your headquarters for the finest Brunswick tires. Don't worry this winter, be safe on Brunswick steel belted radial tires from your Four Seasons Supply on the Value Corner in Tremonton. Your Boise Cascade dealer is Allen Realty in Tremonton, and if you have farm or ranch property for sale or would like to purchase, make the right move. Go to Allen Realty in Tremonton. Back to you, Larry.
Preston trying to make some waves now as they're running out of time in this first half of action, but they do have enough time to get something going. 4:35 left in this first half of action. They've just picked up the first down on the first carry by Doug Porter. Over to the left side goes Mike Bell. In motion is Scott Griffith to the right. That should spread out the defense. Bart Gunderson up the middle. Picks up about 3 yards on the play. Brought down hard in there by number 64, Brian Peterson, on the tackle, along with Mike Roundy. Brian Peterson and Mike Roundy on the tackle. Out goes Kelton Keller at a guard position, and in comes Dwayne. And the plays are being brought in from the bench. John Mon, the quarterback. On the left side is Bell, split out to the left. Timeout called by Mon. He got up there, didn't like the defense, and he wanted timeout to check it once again. They have the three men in the backfield, and the last time they did that, they started Griffith in motion. With this timeout, 4:02 left in the first half of action. Bear River 7, Preston nothing.
The ultimate in color viewing in Zenith TV. Enjoy the new fall shows with a Zenith Color TV from D&B Electric in Tremonton. Reliable electric service from D&B Electric. The family store is Gebhardt's in Tremonton. Whether it's fabric for mom, boots for dad, or a complete outfit for the youngsters, you can find it all at Gebhardt's. Shop the family store, Gebhardt's in Tremonton. Find the equipment for every need at Golden Spike Equipment in Tremonton. Your international headquarters for farm tractors and equipment is Golden Spike Equipment on the highway west of Tremonton. Make sure your tires are okay for driving. And if they are not, then get replacements at OK Tires in Tremonton. Complete tire service, sport wheels, radial tires, get it all at OK Tires. They wish the Bears good luck.
In that timeout, they turned on the lights as the sun is starting to go down, and it's going to get dark in a hurry now. Mon hands off to Gunderson, and Gunderson is tripped up in there by number 77, Marble. Gunderson had some free territory, but Marble got a big arm out there and tripped him up. Marble on the ground after a good block and still is able to get the man. Pickup of about 1.5 yards on the play. Third down and 5.
Third down.
Coming up for Preston. Now with four men in that backfield and three linebackers, as Jeff Lish has moved up as a lineman instead of that middle guard position. A 4-3-4 defense. Gunderson carries around the end, and he is stopped in a hurry by number 47, Blair Anderson. Anderson making initial contact, and then everyone just kept joining in the action.
Fourth down.
Fourth down, and about 3.5, almost 4 yards coming up. Has a short pickup on the play. Kicking situation for Preston, just short of midfield. Back to kick is Dan Wright, and back to receive is Jeff Franck on the far side, Brad Gibbs on the near side. Gibbs and Franck with 2:56 left in the first half of action. The kick by Wright is not much action along that line. Gibbs on the run, picks it up at the 30, 35, down at the 39-yard line. Flag on the play. Let's see what happens.
There's a flag.
That flag went down in a hurry. Might we have a clip?
Looked like it went right down at the point of impact, and I believe you got it. That's right, Larry.
2:45 left in the first half of action. Brad Gibbs got that one on the run. Also a clip on a run by Bear River, and that's going to hurt this series of downs as they're going to start 15 yards back from where they got that football. So that evens it up.
That time the ball was punted on a line drive, the most dangerous punch you can do, Larry, because it gives the defending team little time to get down to cover the receiver. Gibbs caught it right on the run, was going straight up the middle, but unfortunately a clip puts Bearver back in the hole.
About ready to go once again, and Brad Cutler will be the quarterback for Bear River High School. In the backfield will be Brad Gibbs along with Dave Wheatley. On the right side in the slot back position is Mark Weiss. Split right is Franck. Hand off to Wheatley around that right end. He's going to pick up some territory. He's got first down, then some. 6-7 yards. He's up to the 40-yard line.
First down.
Back where they originally started, from where the penalty was marked off, and then about 3 yards for measure. Good measure. Good play by Dave Wheatley as he came around from his left halfback position around that right end, and he picked up good yardage. Pick up of 13 yards on the play. Is that what you say, Jeff? You're right. They say his knee went down a little bit ahead of time. First down and 10, not from the 39, but from the 35. They marked him 4 yards back from where he had originally, where we thought he'd gone down. He must have touched. In action, moving across that line of scrimmage was number 85, Larry Johnson, on that far side, and we're going to have to see what happens. It looks like Bear River is going to lose 5 yards, and the referee says it goes that away to the north, which means Preston moves 5 yards deeper into Bear River territory to defend, and Bear River is now first down and 15. Penalty number 3 for Bear River for a total of 25 yards thus far.
First down and 15.
A relatively, for early season ball game, a relatively cleanly played ball game.
Yeah, I think so, Larry. Of course, you have to remember there's no rivalry, really. This is the first time these two teams have ever met, so they're just trying to learn their football this early in the season.
It'll get better as the season goes, even. Cutler back to pass. Looks left, passes left. Out here intended for Wheatley. Wheatley thrown behind him. He had to go back for it, and it just off his fingertips. Covered out there by Dan Wright. Wright on the coverage along with John Mon. And Wheatley trying to turn upfield, and Cutler threw behind him, and Wheatley trying to come back. Just lost it off his right arm. 2 for 5 is Cutler for 61 yards. Of course, the big play. Picked up plenty of yards and set up an attempt at a touchdown that failed. Out of the lineup for Bear River comes Paul Finn, and we'll have to check to see who goes in to replace him. Frank Weiler at a tackle position, left tackle position. Two men in that backfield, Gibbs along with Wheatley. Cutler, back to pass, looks, passes deep now, intended out here for Franck, and Franck just off his chest. Franck had it and hit just as he got it. Well, it was John Mon doing the hitting, and Franck had it right in his chest and dropped it. As Mon hit him pretty good just as he got that. 2:09 left in the first half of action as that stops the clock.
Franck had good position on that too. He had the defensive man behind him, and the defensive man really couldn't do anything except try to knock it away. Couldn't really tell if he got a hand on the ball or whether Franck just batted it up in the air, but it's incomplete, and now Bearver faces a must-down situation, third down.
2:09 left in the first half of action. It's Bear River 7, Preston nothing. As Brad Cutler working at the quarterback position. Hands off on a delay to Gibbs, and Gibbs is caught in that backfield. Caught in there by Lauren Hatch, along with Sparrow and Boyack. And they met Gibbs deep in his own backfield. A loss, again, of about 5 yards. Back to the 24-yard line for Bear River. And it's fourth down and 21 yards. Fourth down and 20, they say on the scoreboard. For Bear River, as this has been a disastrous series of downs, but they still have the lead, 7-0. Back to kick is Brad Cutler, back to receive. On the far side is Doug Porter, on the near side is John Mon. The kick coming beautiful spiral, picked up by Porter at his own 35-yard line. Up across the 40-yard line to the 45-yard line, brought down in there by number 86, Bronk. To the 45-yard line, first down and 10 for Preston at their own 45.
Now, in comparison to the line drive punt by Preston on the last time, this punt this time was a nice high spiral. It gave the Bear River secondary and the men covering the punt plenty of time to get down there, and they hemmed Porter in quite quickly.
A minute 23 left in the first half of action as the clock is running. Preston on offense. John Mon working a quarterback in that backfield. Kyle Winward along with Brad Gunderson. Back to pass is Mon. Looks left, passes left. Intended out here for Griffith through his hands with a group of red shirts around Griffith. Griffith was wide open. Surrounded but wide open. 1 for 3 is Mon for only 5 yards. Griffith should have had that football. I guess you could second guess and say he should have had it, but he must have heard footsteps.
Actually, he was about a step behind the ball. He turned around. His motion was taking him away from the ball. He tried to make a stab at it, but with the defensive men on him, it was very, very difficult, and he dropped it and let it go through his hand.
1:05 left in the first half of action. Mon up at that quarterback position once again. In motion to the left is Griffith. Mon back. Looks right, being chased in that backfield. He's going to keep it now, try to pick up some yardage. He's got 5, 6, 7 yards. 10, he's got first down, he might break it. No, he's going to be corralled down here by 65, Gary Whitaker. Gary Whitaker as Mon went back to pass and suddenly discovered everyone was covered. And he was about to be covered, so he took off and picked up good yardage as he got the first down and then some. Pick up on the play of 23 yards for John Mon, and Preston now has first down and 10 from the Bear River 31-yard line, the deepest penetration for Preston thus far.
And still plenty of time, 47 seconds. He'll probably stop the clock here with a pass play.
44 seconds left in the first half of action. Mon, acting a quarterback, he's back. Looks left. Looks over the middle now, wants to pass it. He passes over the middle. He has number 84 out there, Mike Bell, and Bell is upset. He's got the first down inside the 10-yard line. As Mike Weiss got him, Mark Weiss, I should say. Bell out there. And it looks like a timeout being called by Preston. With 33 seconds left, Bear River 7. Preston nothing, and Preston threatening. This Preston ball club has certainly come together during this ball game after losing to Skyview's JV last week. And Bear River having some problems after handling Burley without much trouble last week. 33 seconds left. Timeout by Preston. And with this timeout, it's 7-0 Bear River with 33 seconds left in the first half of action. Jeff.
Burrell's Auto Service and Honda Center is having a clearance sale on all dirt bikes in stock. Get your trail bike now at great savings. For complete repairs and rebuildings of starters, alternators, and generators, it's Burrell's Auto Service and Honda Center, 116 North 2nd West in Tremonton.
Working a quarterback is John Mon. Mon hands it off to Gunderson. He's caught in the backfield by number 65, Gary Whitaker. Whitaker got to him in a hurry. Pickup of maybe a half yard on the play. 23 seconds left, the clock running, and Preston trying to get another play off in a hurry. John Mon, the quarterback, calls his charges to the front, and let's see what he can get done. To the left goes Bell and Griffith. Mon, back to pass, looks left, now keeping the football, looking over the middle, just behind that line of scrimmage, throws to Bell out of the end zone, as Bell had to run too far to get away from Bear River defenders, and with 2 seconds left, the pass completed to Bell, but out of the end zone, it's incomplete, and they bring it right back once again from the 8-yard line. They'll try it once again with 2 seconds left, and this will be the last play of this first half, Jeff, and what's proving to be a most exciting first half.
He may go back to the same play, Larry. The man was wide open in the end zone.
Out of the end zone, you mean. Mike Bell, who caught the big pass to get him within that 10-yard line. Mon, back to pass. Looks left. He has Griffith out there by himself and leads him too much. Incompleted pass. And that ends the first half of action with Bear River 7. Preston nothing. Preston had his man out there. John Mon had his man, Scott Griffith. But Griffith not moving as fast as Mon thought he was and led him by 2 feet too much. And that's the way the first half ends, as Bear River 7, Preston nothing. We'll be back to take a look at some of the statistics and an interview with Coach Durrell Hughes in just a moment. In East Garland, has been in business for over 25 years to serve the people of the area. Yes, Bear River Farm Supply has a reputation of fine service to uphold, and now, as ever before, they plan to do it. Your friends at Bear River Farm Supply. Your Boise Cascade dealer and is Allen Realty in Tremont. And if you have farm or ranch property for sale or would like to purchase, make the right move. Go to Allen Realty in Tremont. The ultimate in color viewing is Zenith Television. Enjoy the new fall TV shows with the Zenith Color TV from D&B Electric in Tremont. Reliable electric service from D&B Electric. Jeff, you have a familiar face over there to the left. Now, one of the finest basketball coaches this state of Utah has ever seen.
That's right, Larry, and he's a great friend of ours, and we're certain that you fans out there are well familiar with the name Durrell Hughes and Bear River annals and basketball. And Coach Hughes, it's very, very good to have you with us here this evening.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, as always, to the Bear River games.
Of course, Bear River on the long end of the score, 7-0. We weren't sure towards the end of the first half, but they did stick it out and hold Preston scoreless there down at the goal line. They are leading 7-0. Just want to know how it feels to be able to go fishing and not worry about a fast break or a zone defense on the basketball team.
Well, I'm not too much of a fisherman yet, but I intend to get at it pretty quick. It's nice to have a little free time, though, although I'm pretty well occupied. I'm running my farm in Cache Valley, and it takes about all my time.
I guess you got to worry about cattle prices. You can't worry about basketball.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
Well, I was just wondering if the rumor was true that you've been out behind the house teaching your wife how to shoot a jump shot.
No, she's too glad to see me out of this business. I guess it was pretty hard. She had a lot of nerve strain in this job. It went 29 years, and I'll tell you, there was a lot of basketball in our home for that long, and I think she took quite a bit of punishment in that time.
I guess during the winter time, she kind of feels it's nice to be able to be taken out on a Friday night instead of worrying about you on those roads and the buses over going over the Logan Pass and things like that.
Well, I'm sure it'll be a kind of a relief, although I think we'll be following the Bears everywhere. And also Utah State. I can't remember of ever missing a Utah State football game as far back as I can recall, and never a basketball game when we weren't playing. So I think we're going to have time now to keep Trail the Aggies around more than ever.
Well, we're certainly pleased to hear about your recognition over at Utah State last winter and spring, and you certainly deserved it, Coach. We think you're one of the great boosters of the sport of basketball as well as all athletic sports. And I was just wondering, if you had it to do over again, if you had to teach young men the skills of basketball, would you spend 36 years in it again?
Well, there were a lot of great moments in that time. I think I enjoyed it real well. There were some disappointments, but there were a lot of times when we really enjoyed ourselves. I think it was great to be associated with all these young men and around this part of the valley.
I guess it's fun. A lot of times you're walking down the street and a gentleman come up to you and say, "Coach Hughes, this is my young baby boy." He'll show you his new son and thank you for all the efforts that you helped him in his sports career. And I'm sure when they come up to you and thank you like that and also show you their new families, it brings back the importance of athletics that they do help build young men.
Well, yes, it's a great... I'll tell you, you go around and the fellows that I coached around are throughout the western part of the country. Off and on, I'm in Salt Lake or even as far away as California and down in Phoenix, and I meet some of the boys that I've had on my teams, and I'll tell you, it's great to meet these fellows and hash over some of the old games that we played and some of the great victories and, of course, bitter defeats.
Well, now that you bring that up, could you pick out a few memories that stand out in your mind from your career in coaching that are dear to you, some of the great moments and maybe some of the bad moments that may stick out?
Well, that'd take quite a while. There's a lot of them, but I guess the time we won the state title was quite a memorial event, and then also we played for the title three different occasions down in the big tournament, and then I guess winning 8 region championships and taking 17 teams down to the tournament, I think. And we had on the honor roll, we had 19 boys make the all-state selections, and I'm sure proud of those kids. They were great fellows, and all the teams I think I've had have been really fine. They're fine gentlemen.
Well, now, Coach, you've turned over the reins to a younger coach, Paul Jepson. Of course, I played against Paul. He's a Skyview graduate, Utah State University graduate, and I'm sure that makes you happy. How do you view Paul, and what advice would you give a new head coach of Bear River High School just coming in fresh?
Oh, I don't know. I think Paul will do a great job. He's a fine fellow, and he should do a mighty fine job here. We have a great nucleus coming back, and I think for 2 years now, Paul's going to really have a great ball club. You see, 3 of our boys lettered as sophomores last year, and our sophomore team were one of the outstanding teams in the region. Last spring we went down after the season was over and won the Ogden Invitational Tournament with these sophomores. They're a great bunch. I think it's about one of the most outstanding sophomore teams we've ever had here. And I think Paul will do a great job with them. I don't know. He's had a great deal of playing, and he's had some coaching experience, and I think he's going to do real fine.
Well, Coach, we just want to congratulate you on your many achievements, especially your state championship and the many teams you've taken to the state tournament, and we hope that you're going to continue to help at Bear River High School in any capacity that you can in upgrading the athletic program to help Bear River compete on a region basis, and I'm sure that if we have that type of participation from you, it can't help but bring the program up to a higher level. And thank you for joining us on the halftime show, Coach.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Coach Darrell Hughes, former coach, and that sounds a little strange, Larry, former coach of Bear River High School basketball. Find the equipment for every need at Golden Spike Equipment in Tremonton. Your international headquarters for farm tractors and equipment is Golden Spike Equipment on the highway west of Tremonton. Helping you to grow is the theme of the people at Bear River State Bank. Because by helping you to grow, Bear River State Bank grows bigger and stronger to serve you and your neighbors more efficiently. So make yourself and Bear River State Bank grow together. Any month is a great month to give that special someone a diamond of exquisite excellence to show you that your love is in your heart. Stop by Miller Jewelry and see the beautiful collection of fine stones to choose from. That's Miller Jewelry on Main in Tremonton. The family store is Gebhardt's in Tremonton. Whether it's fabric for mom, boots for dad, or a complete outfit for your youngsters, you can find it all at Gebhardt's. Shop the family store Gebhardt's in Tremonton. And at first half, Larry, is there anything that surprised you about what Bear River did or what Preston did?
Well, Jeff, I expected Bear River to have a little bit better defense against the rush. We just might be looking in the wrong direction, though. We might be looking at Bear River has a good defense against the rush. It's just Preston had a good rushing offense tonight. Both teams seem to be playing very well offensively and having their problems, a little bit of problems defensively. It's a smoother ball club. You can tell that there's been a year of experience for these sophomores and many of these juniors for Bear River High School. And you can tell that they have the potential to be great. Bear River versus Preston tonight. Bear River with one win on the season. Preston with one loss. And you certainly couldn't tell that the records are like that from watching this ball game, as both teams have been fairly evenly matched. Preston just missing a score with 2 seconds left. as quarterback John Mond just overthrew Scott Griffith, who was free in the end zone. Although a couple of Bear River ball players were close to him, he was still in good position to catch a pass, and Mond leading him just a little too much. In the play just earlier, Mond had hit Mike Bell, the split end, who he had hit earlier in order to get within the 10-yard line, but he hit Mike Bell with a beautiful pass over the middle. Unfortunately, Bell was not over the not only over the middle, but he was out of the end zone. And that was the problem there. So twice Preston has missed scores on one play. This could very well be a tie ball game from what it is right now. Bear River had one supreme scoring chance, and they got it. And that was when Brad Gibbs pushed over from the about the 3-inch line to get that touchdown after a long drive from deep in the Preston side of the field, deep in Bear River's own territory, I should say, across the field, Brad Gibbs capping the drive with the touchdown.
And really the only other opportunity they had a fourth down and about three, down about the 20-yard line. Cutler's drop back was rushed rather hard. He was backpedaling when he tossed the ball out in the flat, tried to complete the pass out in the flat, but the ball fell short of the receiver. He was in scot-free if the ball would have gotten to him, but he was a little short. Let's go over some of the halftime stats now. First of all, for Preston, first downs, they had five first downs. Bear River had eight. Rushing, Preston had 91 yards. Bear River only 72. Passing, Mond was 2-for-6 for 27 yards. And for Bear River, Cutler was 2-for-6 for 61 yards, the longest a 41-yard bomb. Total yards, Preston 118, Bear River 143. Penalties, each team had three penalties, with Preston picking up two 15-yard penalties and one 5-yard penalty for 35 yards, and Bear River getting one 15-yard penalty and two 5-yard penalties for a total of 25 yards. Preston fumbled once but recovered their own fumble. Bear River didn't fumble, and Preston intercepted one pass as Knapp intercepted the ball in the first quarter. So that's the stats here at halftime. The score is 7-0. Another half of football to go, and we hope that you'll enjoy it here on KBUH Radio. Make sure your tires are okay for driving, and if they are not, then get replacements at OK Tires in Tremonton. Complete tire service, sports wheels, radial tires. Get it all at OK Tires. They wish the Bears good luck. Verl's Auto Service and Honda Center is having a clearance sale on all dirt bikes in stock. Get your trail bike now at great savings for complete repairs and rebuilding of starters, alternators, and generators. It's Verl's Auto Service and Honda Center, 116 North 2nd West in Tremonton. Your Boise Cascade dealer is Allen Realty in Tremonton. And if you have farm or ranch property for sale or would like to purchase, make the right move now. Go to Allen Realty in Tremonton. The Bear River High School team now coming back onto the field. Preston had been here waiting for the Bears to return. The ultimate in color viewing is Zenith TV. Enjoy the new fall shows with a Zenith Color TV from D&B Electric in Tremonton. Reliable electric service from D&B Electric. You bet they are. The family store is Gebhardt's in Tremonton. Whether it's fabric for mom, boots for dad, or a complete outfit for the youngsters, you can find it all at Gebhardt's. Shop the family store, Gebhardt's in Tremonton. And Larry, it looks like the reenactment of the coin toss. Bear River lost the toss in the first half. They'll have their choice here in the second half, and it looks like they will receive to start the second half. So Bear River will have the ball to start the second half. And for more play-by-play to take you into the second half, here's the voice of Bear River High football, Larry Jewell.
Yeah, you're right, Jeff. Second half of action about to get underway. Bear River will defend the goal to our left, the southern goal. Preston will defend the northern goal, and they'll be kicking, and Bear River will be receiving. To begin the second half of action, another 24 minutes of action, two 12-minute quarters coming up of high school football. By the way, in case you missed some of the scores earlier today, we wished we had more than one final score. Earlier, Ben Lohman was leading Roy late in the ball game, and we haven't had a final score on that. Vaughn, if you're listening back at the station, as soon as we're through with this broadcast, if you have some of those scores, please put them in when we're through with Bear River versus Preston this evening. Logan High School defeated Springville 21-14 this afternoon, and so Logan, they're now 1-1 on the season in preseason play.
And we understand Skyview just mutilated Provo. We don't know a final score, but we believe that Skyview scored upwards of about 50 points and held Provo to about 10 points. So Skyview, powerhouse in Region 1. They have a great little halfback, name's Hunter, and you'll be hearing a lot when Boxelder and Beriver play Skyview on KBUA.
Provo lost some good ball players last year, but they still had a tough team coming back, and a lot of people thought that they were going to be tough in Region 4 play, but it looks like they've taken gas twice now. They've had some problems against Region 1 schools.
That's true, and of course the other school that they lost to was Bonneville, 14-8 the first week. Bonneville's no slouch. We understand they have Steve Baird, their fine basketball player. He's playing quarterback for them, doing an excellent job, and they're going to be tough.
Bob Boyack to kick off for Preston High School. Back deep to receive. On the far side is Blair Anderson. In the middle is Jeff Franck, and on the near side is Brad Gibbs. Three men back deep, kicking is Boyack. Kicking towards the middle. He's got it. Blair Anderson at the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30-yard line. He's up across the 30, 35-yard line, and he's going to be brought down at the 35. Brought down in there by number 66, Bob Duane, who made the initial contact. First down and 10 for Bear River. They have the 7-0 lead with 11:51 left in the third quarter of action. We're just underway in the second half, as Bear River with a 7-0 lead, and it might be a duplicate of that Burley High School game last week, as Bear River shut out Burley 14-0. They did not score that many points, just two touchdowns and a couple of extra points, but they held Burley to zip. Handoff to Wheatley, and Wheatley goes nowhere as he's brought down hard by Duane. Duane comes up and he's anxious. He's psyched up for this second half of action. Duane is ready. Has two tackles and two plays, and Duane's down on his knees, and he's ready to go. He's working at a middle guard position. I don't think I've ever seen a young man defensively quite as keyed as high as Duane is. He's ready to go right at that Bear River ball club. Quarterback Brad Cutler back. Looks to the right, passes to the right. Out here intended for Franck. Franck is out of bounds. Franck gets the pass, but he was in the air and carried out of bounds and just could not get his feet down in time. Being covered out there by number 15, John Mon, who goes both ways as a defensive back and as a quarterback.
Barber's had a good running game, fairly good anyway. However, the passing of Cutler has been on target several times, but it's just been a little off the hands of the receivers, or it's been out of bounds when caught.
Brad Cutler, the quarterback for Bear River. In that backfield, Wheatley and Gibbs, the running backs are split. Cutler hands it off to Gibbs on a delay play, and Gibbs on the draw gets about 2 yards on the play. He gets past the original line of scrimmage, picks up the yard that they lost on the initial play, and picks up another yard. 2 yards. 3 yards on the play. Second down, fourth down and eight coming up. Not second down. Fourth down and eight coming up for Bear River. Back to receive the punt are Doug Porter and John Mon. Porter on the far side, Mon on the near side. And back to punt is Brad Cutler. Now we're getting down to the serious half of the ball game, Jeff. Especially when you only have a 7-0 lead. The punt, beautiful end over end, coming down, taking one bounce, and Porter is backing away from it. It's going to be down there by number 27, Mark Weiss. It was down in a hurry. Mark Weiss down covering in a hurry. So first down and 10 for Preston High School from, it looks like, the 22-yard line, Jeff.
And they'll be heading off to windward again, the passing of Mon once again. Preston has a good offense, maybe not quite as deep in offensive material as some clubs, but they do well with what they have.
They've been able to move the ball, but they haven't been able to score. Mon hands it off to Gunderson. Gunderson picks up 2-3 yards. He's going to be brought down at about the 26-yard line. Brought down hard in there by number 47, Blair Anderson.
Anderson and Marva.
Anderson making the initial contact. Second down and six. Second down and six. They picked up almost 4 yards on that play. 9:37 left in the third quarter of action. Handoff given to Winward. Winward across the right tackle, picks up a couple of yards on the play. He's up near the 30-yard line. Brought down in there by number 67, Roundy, along with number 75, Paul Finn, making the tackle. Into the lineup comes Bruce Zundel, and out of the lineup comes Greg Marble. At a line position, Zundel in replacing Marble. Third down and four as Mon hands it off to Winward. Winward bullying his way forward, picks up close to that first down, about 3 yards on the play. Looks like he's going to be short. Brought down in there hard by number 68, David Misrassi. Also in on the play is Jeff Lish. But Misrassi making a first contact on that play. 8:55 left in the third quarter of action. Into the lineup comes number 66, Dwayne, at that guard position, and out goes Kelton Keller. So Keller and Dwayne being alternated on that offensive line position at the left guard, bringing in the plays to quarterback John Mon. In the backfield, Winward and Gunderson, and Gunderson gets the ball, and he's met in the backfield by a host of Bear River ball players. Let's see how they unstack. Leading the way was number 72, Bruce Zundel. He got the initial contact along with Jeff Lish on that tackle. A loss on the play.
Lish and Zundel put the stop.
We're going to have to check. Initially, we thought that was going to be a fourth down play. They said he did have the first down, so it's going to be second down and 10. Second down and 10. We didn't see the signal, and so a second down and 10 from the 33-yard line, and Gunderson picks up a yard, maybe 2 yards on the play, because he's brought down in there by Mike Roundy, along with Jeff Lish. Third down coming up. Third down and a long yardage. It looks like a long 8 yards coming up. 35 yards gained thus far by Gunderson, Bart Gunderson. Keep saying Brad Gunderson for some reason. It's Bart Gunderson. Mon hands it off to Winward. Winward's going nowhere as he picks up maybe a yard on the play. Brought down by the middle of that Bear River line. As they unstack Jeff Lish in on the play, along with Paul Finn.
Fourth down and five.
And also in there is Frank Weiler. Correction, not Lish. Weiler and Finn, not Lish. And back kicking now is Dan Wright. It's his fourth down and long yardage. Wright gets away the left-handed boot this time, left-footed. Picked up by Frunk at the 32-yard line. Frunk zigzags his way across midfield, down into Preston territory. Beautiful run back by Frunk as he's down to the 48-yard line of Preston. Griffith, Scott Griffith on the tackle.
I want to tell you, David Misrassi, running interference for the runner at that time, made a block, a tremendous block on the Preston defender coming downfield, and a great block on the play by Misrassi.
6:56 left in the third quarter of action. Bear River still with that 7-0 lead, and Preston and Bear River tussling ever since Bear River scored with just seconds left in that first quarter of action. Brad Cutler gets a bad snap from center, falls forward with the football, picks up a half yard on it, and then he doesn't get it, as it's picked up in there by Sparrow. It looked like Cutler fell on it, but Sparrow sneaked under him and picked up that football, and so it's a turnover. Fumble by Brad Cutler and his center on the play. Dwight Clark. Clark and Cutler could not get things together that time and got a bad snap from center. And Sparrow sneaked under and picked up that football on the fumble. So it's first down and 10 from Preston's own 48-yard line. And a punt and a fumble, and they're in much better position this third quarter. Handoff to Winward. Winward, big hole, finds 5 yards, 6 yards. Brought down in there by Blair Anderson, along with Mike Roundy. Roundy getting up off the bottom of the pile, and Winward comes up limping. Kyle Winward twisted that left ankle. He's going to be going out, and in comes Doug Porter. We were told Porter was going to see more action than he has thus far. Every time Porter's gotten the football, though, he's run well with it. Out to the right goes Mike Bell. In that backfield, three men. Griffith going in motion now as Porter and Gunderson gets the football. Gunderson picks up 3 yards on the play as he's met head-on in there by Brad Gibbs. Gibbs along with Mitch Rogers on that tackle. A pickup of about 3 yards on the play. It's going to be third down and a long three coming up for Preston, Idaho. As they're across midfield, they're on the downhill side. At about the 47-yard line of Bear River High School with 5:19 left in the third quarter of action. It's 7-0 as Bear River still leads this football game. They picked up the touchdown and the extra point in the first quarter, and that's the